This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of discussion in the news lately about DEI and medical schools, or diversity, equity, and inclusion in medical schools. And there has been an act submitted in legislature to ban DEI initiatives in medical schools, in terms of banning federal funding going to those medical schools if they have DEI initiatives, which I'll explain in a little bit. And so many of you have kind of been confused as to what is going on in medical schools and what's happening and why is this happening. And, you know, so we have issues on all sides. All right. You know, one is we have this unfortunate landscape where individuals who are not versed on other cultures, on other races, may have unintended or unconscious biases, subconscious biases, where they think, well, this medicine will work on him because it worked on another patient, but they don't realize that there could be changes within somebody of another race or someone of another culture. And we try to teach in medical school, you know, the Latino culture, the Asian cultures, and the different, but there's so many that these medical students only have X amount of time to learn, you know, how to administer care, you know, in America, let alone to understand that there is a whole bunch of different sort of approaches to medicine, botanicas, alternative medicine, things like that, that for them to understand and embrace it, it's a little difficult when they have boards and everything else to study. So we want to make sure that we don't have somebody that doesn't understand that there are differences in individuals. We also want to make sure there's not implicit bias where somebody might not realize that they have a bias and unfortunately discriminate against a patient who is not of their same race. On the other end, there has been a lot of promotion to make sure that we have student class bodies that are not just Caucasian, to incorporate other applicants. And when the question arises, well, what if you have one applicant who has better test scores and more research and better board scores than another, who gets picked? And so medical schools are now struggling with how to appear to be inclusive and diverse without necessarily discriminating against somebody. And so Congress is now going to be looking at the Educate Act. It was introduced by North Carolina Representative Greg Murphy, who's Republican, from District 3, and it's called the Embracing Anti-Discrimination, Unbiased Curricula, and Advancing Truth in Education, called the Educate Act. So the legislation, wants to establish, maintain, they want to make sure that a school does not teach that America is an oppressive nation and that individuals are not adversely treated on the basis of their sex, race, ethnicity, religion, color, or national origin. This is H.R. 7725. If it passes, non-compliant medical schools would not receive federal funding or be eligible to participate in guaranteed student loan programs. So when we are, you know, trying to be a country that doesn't discriminate, and then you have an applicant who might not be of the race or culture that the school wants to take in, and they don't acknowledge their application or consider them, you know, that would disqualify them from funding, federal funding. And so, you know, I think the situation should be a lot easier than this. I mean, medical students, they got a lot on their plate. And when we've seen some of the lectures that they've had to endure in terms of, you know, being told that they are already, you know, already discriminating and biasing again, I think there's a better way to do it. As I explained, maybe I wasn't as eloquent because I haven't had my caffeine yet. Sorry. But, you know, nobody wants to be told that they are evil. When you tell a person they're racist, that's evil. Nobody wants to be told that. Nobody wants to be that. Well, I mean, there are people that look at these anti-Semites and racist people out there. But when you have people who are dedicating their lives to medical care and to patients and putting their lives at risk, you know, with needles and tuberculosis and assault that happens in the medical field, you don't want to, on top of that, already criminalize them before they even begin. And you could very easily and effectively teach about the different individuals that they are going to be treating without accusing them first. When it comes to, as I talked about, you know, well, I taught students about, you know, the Hispanic culture and how, you know, many of them might not necessarily consider taking a medication long term. They might take a medication once and think that would cure their illness. And sometimes, you know, we have to educate them that certain illnesses might require chronic care. And so that doesn't mean you're biased against it. Just you need to learn. A lot of people don't understand if they've only been in their circle, if they're only, you know, if they haven't really dealt with the medical students are very green. So we need to teach them. But there's a way to do it without already implying that they're bad people and that they are living in an evil world. Should medical students understand that there is disparities in care? Absolutely. That's why many medical students are encouraged to work in underserved locations and have student loan repayment, etc. So absolutely, understanding there are disparities should be taught. But what do we do about students who may not be as qualified getting chosen over somebody else that is more qualified? And so I think Elon Musk and Don Lemon argued about, Elon Musk said, well, if you have somebody who's not doing well in his surgery training, and failing but still allowed to pass, that he could later, you know, hurt patients. And so a very simple study would be, let's look at individuals who were chosen and see how well they did do. I think there's a simpler situation. We're coming to the end of the segment, but I think this controversy is not over, and we'll update you as it goes. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-9673. 8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we are in wasp season. It's in full sting. We talked about scorpions. We've talked about tarantulas. We got wasps. And our next guest, I'm very excited to speak to. Suki Tip and her family lived what she would describe as a busy, relatively normal life before she was 35. She then got a wasp sting. This turned into anaphylaxis. She ended up being hospitalized for days. And as you'll hear from her story, she ends up developing indolent systemic mastocytosis. So I want to talk to you, or we're going to have our guest on, Suki Tip, who is living with indolent systemic mastocytosis, and Dr. Pankit Vashani, hematologist-oncologist, assistant professor of medicine, University of Alabama at Birmingham, to talk about targeted therapy and the first FDA-approved treatment option for this. Suki, Dr. Pankit Vashani, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. All right. So, Suki, talk to us about what happened.
Well, so this, like you were saying, about 6 years ago, I had my first really big reaction that resulted in anaphylaxis and landed me in the hospital. And, you know, that was to a wasp sting. But there were also other things, too. There were allergic reactions that were being triggered by things that I had used my entire life. Laundry soap I had been using, food that I had been eating, stress, sometimes no trigger at all, or one that I didn't know of, was causing severe allergic reactions. And it was terrifying. I had to find treatment or find help and find it fast.
Absolutely. And so when you did receive the diagnosis of ISM, how did you feel? What was that like?
Well, I had a sense of relief, a hope that we could find some sort of treatment that would work. And, you know, we started down the right path and everything that was typical to use. But then I got enrolled in this trial that I'm in with Blueprint Medicine, the Pioneer Trial, and I'm still enrolled in it and working very closely with my medical team. Dr. Vashani is, you know, leading that up and, you know, starting to see those great results.
Wow, wow. You know, Dr. Vashani, it's interesting. You know, systemic mastocytosis, it's rare, but it happens in about 1 in 10,000 adults. So it's more common than other issues. And then the indolent is the most common subtype. Talk to us about mastocytosis.
Absolutely. So systemic mastocytosis in itself is a rare condition. And like you mentioned, indolent systemic mastocytosis, which is one of the more common ones, found in about 90% of all systemic mastocytosis cases, is one of the rare conditions to have. 1 in 10,000 have it. It's driven by a c-kit genetic mutation. So we all have the gene, but those with indolent systemic mastocytosis have the alteration or the mutation in their genes. What that does to individuals is that it gives them a lot of symptoms. Symptoms could be across a wide variety of domains. Skin-related issues like skin lesions, flushing, itching, redness of the skin, irritation, and hives. It could also be abdominal stuff like pain, nausea, bloating, cramps, or neurocognitive ones like brain fog, which is very commonly reported by patients, but also sometimes dizziness or memory issues, and bone pain, fatigue, as well as, like what Suki had mentioned, anaphylaxis. That can happen as well.
Exactly. And, you know, in a way, I mean, I hate to ever say, do you think the wasp sting that happened was allowing her to be, do you think the wasp sting initiated it, or do you believe that the wasp sting helped uncover and reveal that she had this?
It's the latter. I think you got that right on the latter point. So she has the c-kit genetic mutation, which is what underlies this condition in 95% plus cases. What the wasp sting did, and it didn't have to be wasp sting, it could have been some other trigger for her or for some other patient. What it did to her in her case was that it led to that anaphylaxis episode. It led to the uncovering of other symptoms that she already had, maybe simmering to some extent, and that led to the appointments with different doctors and the eventual evaluation and diagnosis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, also, doctor, you know, I've been speaking to other doctors about this, too. We feel it is very underdiagnosed. Many individuals feel that their diarrhea, their brain fog, their fatigue, their bone pain, their skin issues, their sensitivities might be related to their COVID. And it could be long COVID, or it could be related to other issues. And I don't know if they're actually getting diagnosed.
That's right. And you know, none of these symptoms that I had gone over before, or what you just mentioned, none of these individually would lead us to think of systemic mastocytosis or long COVID or some other disorder as the first thing. However, when you take the entire picture into account, so it's the constellation, it's the cluster of these symptoms that make us think about it. Mm-hmm. And I would say for any individual person who is hearing this and relates to it to some extent, please reach out to your doctor. Ask them about mastocytosis, other conditions that they may be thinking about, and go through the evaluation to get to the right diagnosis.
That's so true. So, Dr. Vashani, talk to us about the therapy. This is very, very cool.
Yes. So prior to the approval of AYVAKIT in 2023, which is the first FDA-approved treatment for indolent systemic mastocytosis, so prior to that, we used to use a wide variety of medications, mostly symptom-driven medications. Now, even then, in that scenario too, they would not completely take care of all the symptoms that patients had or take care of it completely. But with AYVAKIT, we now have a treatment option that targets the genetic underlying thing that drives the systemic mastocytosis. And what it does is it improves symptoms for the patients, which is what we all are trying to do in this condition.
Absolutely. Suki, how have you been feeling?
Well, I'm still enrolled in the trial, and it's going to be different for everyone. But for me, I'm feeling great. It's going well, and I'm able to do things that I had to stop doing for a while. So it's going great for me.
Yeah, I love that you're on. I mean, it's not easy to talk about medical issues. I mean, I do it, and I think my listeners are like, you know, Dahlia, we've heard enough. But, you know, you are really hitting home. I think a lot of individuals out there that might be having similar symptoms. And so what advice do you have, you know, for people who are, you know, considering they're having this or actually diagnosed and living with it? What advice do you have for them?
I would say the biggest thing would be advocate for yourself. Work with a medical team that is that you trust.
Absolutely.
And go to AYVAKIT.com and speak with your healthcare team to get more information.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Vachani. I was going to ask one more time the website.
AYVAKIT.com. That's AYVAKIT.com.
All right. Both of you, can't wait to have you back. Thank you again. Be well. And thank you again for coming on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we'll spend more time talking about some of these clusters of symptoms. I've noticed myself since COVID, and I think you guys even notice it, some brain fog. And you're like, really, Dahlia, it took you that long to admit it? No, I don't usually get brain fog. The only time I had brain fog is when I was pregnant with my sons, which, again, and I'm not saying this to be insulting, but it's fascinating how I notice when you're pregnant with girls, you seem to have more of a nausea vomiting issue. When you're pregnant with boys, you seem to have more of a brain fog issue. I didn't have much of a vomiting issue with either pregnancies, but the brain fog, I could do calculations in my head, and no, not when I was pregnant. And then things became more lucid for me, and then after COVID, it's just, I notice I'm just becoming less astute with my mathematical calculations, with my memories, with my birthdays. I'm not having to look up phone numbers, look up birthdays, and I never had to before. And so, you know, brain fog, it doesn't mean you have systemic mastocytosis, but, you know, other issues that I think many people are having is they itch more. We have a lot of people taking antihistamines where they feel like they itch, and they're using the antihistamine so they can fall asleep. They're like, you know what? The Benadryl will help with my itch, and it'll help me sleep. If you're taking Benadryl or antihistamine-related products every night because of itching, get that itching looked at. Not only could that itching be systemic mastocytosis, but it could be liver disease. It could be kidney issue. You know, it could be something neurologic. And I think we could talk ourselves into itching. I think itching is real, but fascinatingly, when I would get nervous and I'd be about to, in training, do a big surgery and work with somebody, I would feel like I had to scratch my nose. And I had to teach myself that it didn't itch because you couldn't always bug the nurse to scratch you when you were in surgery. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I live in Nevada, and we have these roads in Nevada where they're pretty wide, and they're pretty comfortable, and we don't necessarily have the California-style traffic, and some people take advantage of that openness to do other things. Maybe they get bored. And so they will go online, or they'll get done with their playlist and say, well, I want to find a new song, so let me go on YouTube, search a song on YouTube, and, oh, no, I don't think I want that one. I think I want that one. And they're doing all this while driving. Not to mention, don't even get me started on the marijuana element on top of that. And I know I voted to legalize marijuana. I know I did it so we could study it, so people... So the police could be freed up, so we could, figure out what medicinal applications we have implicit in using it, but it was a mess. And I see distracted driving all the time. So we asked some statistics, and these are pretty startling. So there's been some data that has been from the National Highway Safety Association, CDC, American Automobile Association, and Zebra helped also input their, it's called the Zebra, their data to look at some of the statistics. And in 2022, which is where this data is, I think the data set has ended, distracted driving killed 3,300 people. Distracted driving broke its seasonal patterns of high in the summer and low in the winter, now becoming constant throughout the year. Drivers were 30% more distracted in February 2022 than they were in February 2020, making it the worst month for phone distraction in the U.S. since 2019. February, now mind you, February is a shorter month, so that's how high the numbers are. Why in February? Is it Valentine's? I don't know. Speeding was still above pre-pandemic levels, but well below the highs of 2020. Distracted driving spikes at night between 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. That's interesting. When is that would be very interesting to study. I would think distracted driving would be more in the mornings because you're more alert. You want to rev up. You want to get excited. There's the start of the workday, so everybody's texting and saying, don't forget this. Can you bring this? Can you do this? So you would think that it would be, unless there's a lot of people working remote and they don't leave the house till after and then they're in their car. So it could be that as well. But that's a fascinating statistic. Sad, though. In 2020, distracted driving was a reported factor of 8.1% fatal motor vehicle crashes. I'm surprised only 8. I think it's even higher. 42% of high school students across the U.S. admit that they text or email while driving. And those are students who admit it. Okay, the average teenager knows how to BS. Roughly 20% of injuries occurring in car accident crashes involve distracted driving. Distracted driving accounted for 27% of all crashes back in 2015. And drivers are distracted by their phones at least 10% of their driving time. 48 states have bans on texting while driving, which I think there should be. So when they start to break this down, 62% of respondents reported talking on the phone while driving. 47% said they sent or received a text message. They used an app on their phone, adjusted a GPS device, that was 59%. Eating or drinking, 59%. Applying makeup, 11% of people were applying makeup while driving. Taking a photo or video while driving. Okay, let's just stop there. Come on, people. Okay, now, I get it. I have driven home, and here's the sunset, or there's some cloud formations, or it's raining, and there's something cool, and I'm like, okay, I want to take a picture of it. Just pull the hell over. Pull over. There's ways you can pull over. There's ways for you to safely do it. You really want to get to an accident over a stupid picture? In southern Nevada, there was a fire right by the highway. This happened, I think, a year ago. It was an apartment fire, and it went on for days. And it was a massive fire, and you could see it from the highway. And everybody's taking videos and taking pictures of it. And I was in the passenger seat when I caught a lot of those pictures. But I see people driving, rolling down their windows. It's ridiculous. In terms of your playlist, listen, all right? Come up with your morning playlist, come up with your afternoon playlist, but don't be going on YouTube. Your searching a song on YouTube is very difficult. The font is small. You get multiple choices. It's just not worth it. I mean, and you know what? Sing the song. Okay? Tumble out of bed and somebody in the kitchen. If you really want the 9 to 5, then just learn the words and sing it. But you don't necessarily have to be screwing around with the app. The GPS is a biggie. I understand that. I was meeting my friend's son and his girlfriend, and I must have GPSed before I drove. I was supposed to be driving to this restaurant, and there was, for some reason, it brought me to UCLA. I picked Morris Hall at UCLA. I don't know how that happened. And so I end up at UCLA, and it was gorgeous, and I'm like, crap, I need to reroute. Just pull over, reroute, and then you could... Yeah, make this work. You know, in terms of the talking, Now, I will call my mom when I drive, right? I'll call my friend's mom. I like talking to the moms when I drive. I think it's because when I'm home, I got so much to do, and I don't really have good cell service where I live. I don't understand that. The calls drop off. I have to be in a certain part of the house, and I just, so it's easier for me to be in the car. I get better cell service. Well, the problem is if anybody's going to say something that's going to get you all riled up, or your panties all up in a bunch, it's going to distract you. Now, I really think we need to rethink being on the phone. Because if I'm on the phone having a conversation, one, I'm trying to filter my words depending on who I'm talking to because you don't want to cuss. So that's taking some thought process. Two, you're listening. Three, you are responding back. Who's watching for pedestrians? What part of the brain is concentrating on the yellow light or somebody who might not be following the rules and speeding through an intersection trying to make the light before it turns red, and it's red, and they're still speeding through the intersection? You know, these are things that require a lot of mental ability. And I have driven home when I was post-call, 36-hour shift. I don't even remember driving home, but I make it home. I get, you know, in our youth, we could be completely distracted, singing a song, applying makeup. It doesn't work all the time. You might have had a guardian angel. I'm telling you right now, it's dangerous. And, you know, many of you look at me and say, you know, Dolly, you could do a better job with your makeup. Okay? Well, don't be doing it when you drive. Okay? A lot of us have makeup fails just doing it in general in the bathroom. My makeup fails usually happen in the bathroom. Have I ever applied makeup in the car? Yes, lipstick. I will apply lipstick. And you got to look at the mirror when you do that, but not while driving. I'll do it at a stoplight. So that brings up the next issue, okay? Your stoplight, unless you really, really know and have the seconds down, you can't trust the stoplight. So if you are putting on makeup or changing your playlist or finding a new song or trying to comment on Pandora, a thumbs up or thumbs down, or you're trying to find the Dr. Dahlia Show, which is 101.5 locally in Southern Nevada, and then with your other stations, just try to find your affiliate and where I'm playing. Thank you. Do that before you drive, and don't be doing it at an intersection. You need to pay very close attention with intersections. I don't know if you saw the video of that woman who was carjacked and then later killed in the middle of the day at a busy Florida intersection. If you are at an intersection, you're supposed to be, one, watching for pedestrians, two, making sure nobody's coming up to your car. You shouldn't be sitting there on your phone. And don't be distracted. It's disgusting, it's dangerous, and these statistics, I could go on and on with some of these statistics. In terms of eating in the car, I get that. I'm in a hurry. I'm hungry. I don't want the food to be cold. I might have picked up some to-go food, and it's sitting there. That's distracting. You could wait. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have had to do a background check for work? Most academic institutions do. I've had background checks to work at universities, and I passed, thank God. I know I always joke about, I'd really love to, you know, have had a mugshot in my past because, you know, that would, it seems like everybody cool has had a mugshot, but It's only a joke. I really don't want to have a criminal past, and I'm very grateful that I don't. Because when you need a job and you want to perform a if you have to perform a background check, the last thing you need is anything popping up. Although some of your speeding tickets will pop up. So if you get a lot of traffic tickets, that might pop up on your background check. So keep that in mind. Well, apparently, There is a Pennsylvania-based convenience store that is being accused of racial discrimination by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission for using background checks, saying that their hiring practices discriminated against minority applicants. Now, this, I think it's Sheetz. And Biden, I think, stopped by one of their locations. See, now everybody, since Trump had such a great Chick-fil-A photo op, now Biden and everybody wants to, you know, just drop in at a convenience store or at a restaurant or just to say hi. But it's interesting because the Biden administration is actually suing Sheetz for using background checks, and which is being accused of being racially discriminatory. The lawsuit was filed the same day that Biden actually entered the Pittsburgh location for food. So the EEOC argues that the company Sheetz' criminal background checks were discriminatory because the system weeded out applicants who were believed to have failed the checks. The EEOC said this disproportionately impacted Native American, Black, and multiracial job seekers. Now, the lawsuit does not say they purposefully discriminated, but they said they violated the law. So if you are doing background checks and you are deciding not to use somebody that has a criminal past, if there's a disproportionate number of those applicants that do, even though you're using a background check on everybody and you're using the same criteria on everybody, you could still be accused of discrimination. Okay, employers are going to need a little bit more clarity on this, because is the government trying to scare employers into not doing background checks? I thought there are laws and legal ramifications if you hire somebody with a criminal past. And, you know, I'm confused. That's why in academia, there's background checks all the time, because a school district will be sued if somebody who was a rapist or sex offender or whatever ends up passing, getting through, slipping through the system, and then ends up assaulting a child if they aren't reformed and rehabilitated. And then the school gets sued going, why did you hire somebody who had this past that could be at risk to the children? So, of course, there's background checks. But if more people fail than not and they belong to one demographic, is that discriminatory? Now, according to Fox, is this Fox News? Yeah, according to Fox News, with this company, because I know many of you are managers, some of you are small business owners, and you're like, what do? We don't want to be sued by the government. They said 14.5% of Black applicants had allegedly been denied employment due to a failed background check. Fewer than 8% of white applicants were denied employment for the same reason. So, you know, I could understand the lawsuit. If you had a white applicant and a Black applicant, both of them failing for the same crime in their background check, but then keeping one or the other. No, you got to treat everybody the same. But if when you look at the numbers, there happens to be, I know some medical schools where some of the class sizes are 90% white. Is it that they're only picking white applicants, or are the majority of people applying white? You know, and so they're saying this company is not purposefully, but there are so many institutions that do background checks. And if you are using the same metrics, say, look, if you fail your background check, you don't get the job. I don't care if you're white, Black, Latino, Asian, Jewish, Muslim, what? I don't care, Mormon. You fail the background check, you don't get a job. If you're trying to be equal and somebody finds an inequality to that because there are more applicants of one demographic than another, how do you protect against that? I don't know what the answer is. And so I'm wondering if what what they're trying to do is have people rethink doing background checks. I don't know. An employer doesn't have an easy job, and employees don't have an easy job. And one of the jobs an employer has is to protect the customers and protect the staff. So if somebody has an assault charge, an employer should have a right to say no to that person. If somebody has an embezzlement charge, if somebody has a child endangerment, or who knows? An employer will get sued no matter what they do. And this is my biggest pet peeve. My biggest pet peeve with any of these headlines is you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You need to make things simpler. You can't put employers up against a wall. Just like with schools and transgender bathrooms. You can't tell them they're violating Title IX for not allowing individuals to use the bathroom of their choice, but you also can't accuse them of violating Title IX if young girls are being exposed to a penis when Title IX clearly states you cannot be exposed to sexual organs and other things that you find harassing. And so what is a school to do? That's why we have so many problems, because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I think somebody who does have a non-violent criminal history should still be able to get jobs and still be able to support their family, you know, if they've rehabilitated, etc. We don't want criminals to find their only means to support themselves doing crime. But don't go after the employers. You know, and discrimination, to me, you know, has to have one intent, but two, be really obvious, where both of you had domestic, both of you were arrested for domestic abuse, but I'm going to pick you because I like you more. That's discrimination. But if you are using metrics that are even throughout, that's not like with medical schools, you know, and this whole DEI controversy. Just, you know, if you're going to have a cutoff of a GPA or a cutoff of a board score of a, you know, we need more objective criteria so we don't have schools now accused of picking one or the other based on either discrimination or DEI. And so it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.